Oh, and
this is Elizabeth Donati, founder, creator, Camp Millionaire, whatever, wearer of lots of hats lately. calling in from very cloudy Santa Barbara today. Then we've gone from having wind to having heat beyond belief to having now it's cold again. So my body doesn't know whether to put on sweats or a bathing suit. So this is a coach's call for April. We're going to just go over some stuff and have a little chat. We've got a couple people on the line, and so if you're listening to this later on, you hopefully get some information. Just some quick updates. The moving out program that many of you have heard me talk about for probably all 18 years now, but it's the teen program that I started a couple years ago with the intention of really creating a very, very interactive, hands-on approach to teaching kids what they need to know before they move out. I have the most amazing honor of working with one of the new Michigan trainers. Her name is Susan Nichols, and she is a really, really wonderful curriculum girl. So she's taking all my ideas, all of the initial notes, the playbook once I can find it, and she's going to help me finish this curriculum, so it'll be up and running by September. The motivation to do it is twofold. Number one, it needs to be done, and I've wanted it done for a year and a half since I came up with the idea and the basic premise behind it. And two, Susan, with our Michigan licensee, Rebecca DeBruin, has come up. They've had a great meeting with one of the school's higher-end administrators who wants to be able to offer it to the high school students in exchange for credits. They have to go get some kind of credit. And it may be a financial literacy credit, so I can't keep all the details straight. But anyway, so that's a little motivation for getting this teen program. And the basis behind it, if you're not aware, is that the kids are going to come in, and these are going to be older teens, right, anywhere from 16 to 18. They're going to come in, and they're going to be told that we have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that they get to move out and have their own place in a week, and the bad news is they have to move out and get their own place in a week. So it's the same concept. And we're immediately going to put them in groups of four or five people, and they're going to have a half an hour or so to come up with a list of all the things that they need to know and learn and do before they move out on Friday. This is if it was a five-day program. If it's done over the course of, 12 weeks or whatever in school, then obviously they can do it over that period of time. It won't really matter. So once they come up with that list of things to do, they're going to be put in these teams where they have to learn how to do it. We're not going to walk them through a lot of this stuff. They're going to actually have to hands-on, find forms, figure out how to do it, and we're going to turn as much of it into contests, and if they all win, they all get to move out successfully. They'll have graduations, and, it's just going to be a riot. So I'm really excited about having Susan Nichols on board and being able to get her help with the whole curriculum. Also going to help me turn the curriculum over the next probably start doing it in the fall, but a templating of the curriculum. There's noise in the background, so I'm not sure who, but noise in the background. I probably can't. Wow.
What kind of noise?
It's, I don't know. It sounds like if any, are either of you outside?
No. I'm in a car right now.
It could be just the car. It's better now. Okay, so the other thing is that Susan also, for their Michigan training, they had, I got a call a couple months ago from Fortune Magazine, and they wanted to know if we had anything coming up, and we didn't, but Rebecca did, again, in Michigan. So they were going to be putting on a two-day trial program so the instructors could start practicing and such. So Susan, bless her heart, created another two-day. We've got one two-day, but another two-day program, and I have it here, and I'm going to load it onto the coach's side so everybody has access to it. And Fortune Magazine came on that Sunday, and they taught, and it all went well, and so there you go. Very, very, very cool. Next thing on the curriculum horizon is I'm about to do a couple different things. The first thing, which is the major thing, is I'm about to do an eight-day program for a bunch of, they're about 14, 15 years old, some of them are 16, It's for a career class, and I'm going to do 8 sessions that are 55 minutes long. And I'm going to videotape the entire process, assuming that that's okay with the teacher. Ran it by her today. And what we're going to end up having is a really nice little outline for an 8-week after-school program that somebody could use, because it'll be 50 to 55 minutes worth of information. So that's fun. And the reason that I'm videotaping it is that I'm also involved with a program, and David, this is probably of interest to you, but it will spread. It's called Educate Project, and it's a nonprofit out of Los Angeles run by a guy named James Jordan. And I have a short video on the Money Camp YouTube channel where I interview him in my home, just for him letting me know, letting everybody know what he's doing. And he's working with it's his brainchild, working with a whole bunch of sponsors and stuff. They're coming up with a new model for after school. I want to take a sip of water here. So the deal with the after-school program is typically typically what keeps kids out of being able to take an after-school program is two things. One, the parents don't have the money to pay because normally there's some cost involved with an after-school program. And two, the transportation, getting the kids to and from it, whether it's both school and then they have to go home or whatever. So Educate Project is a brand new format where the kids actually, they raise the money for the program. For the first 2 sessions that they meet, brief introduction, and then they walk the kids through basically raising money. I've had a couple people not like that idea because they think it's begging, but I think it's very resourceful teaching them how to raise money. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, it's really good to be able to go borrow money. Get money to use. So they basically, what they do is they raise the money to then buy the pieces. And what it's essentially going to be is 8 weeks of 7 to 8 weeks programming, and it'll all be around the money game, which is exactly what I'm going to do for this program starting in May for this high school. So I'm going to use the same program for both things, and it's brilliant. Really, really happy about that. We've got 2 trainings coming up. David, I know you're going to the one in Pennsylvania because you're impatient, and I think that's great.
I would have gone to the earlier one in June, but I wanted the extra 2 days.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So that'll be fun. I also would like to encourage you to come up in July to sit in on the July one too. In other words, just for a couple of reasons. Number one, for me to get to have extra bodies, and number two, just to get it again because it'll be here. And you just come sit in, and heck, if you need to stay with me, you can sleep on the couch. I don't care. It'll be fun.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Jerry, we're also doing. We're going to be in your neck of the woods. At least we're going to be on the right side of the coast.
The right coast. Yeah.
Yeah. The right coast. Literally, the right coast. We will be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so if you have any desire to come and sit in, you'd be fabulous. Oh, I think I mentioned that to you anyway.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening after the fact, we do have these 2 June trainings, even though they're private. Oh, well, the other training is in Chicago, so we'll be in Chicago June 14th through the 18th, and then in Pennsylvania it's June 22nd through the 26th, but then the 27th and 8th we'll actually be doing a 2-day camp where the instructors can get practice and see how it's done. So we've always thought that would be a great idea. We just never have because of the extra planning with getting the kids there. But it is an awesome, awesome, awesome idea. I really am considering having you guys start mastermind groups. There's a lot of people right now that have started to become very active. David, you've got Elizabeth Ross down in San Juan Capistrano. Have you connected with her yet?
I have connected with her only once, but I did connect with her, and she's going to be at the camp in July, so I want to actually meet her.
Okay, great, because I think the two of you should work together. You're going to be doing the same thing in different areas, but you're in the same sort of area, so I really think it's important that you work together. So So if somehow we can create a mastermind group with five or six people that meets once a week via phone conference line and even just maybe audio taping it and putting it for the other coaches to listen to it, it might be a good thing. So I'm going to send that out to the coaches to, you know, in the next update to see if you guys want to have anything to do with that. Mastermind groups are great. It allows people to build some accountability in what you're doing and some deadlines, as well as just getting a lot of feedback and good information and ideas from people that, you know, aren't in your shoes. So that's a fabulous thing. The next thing is how I've changed. I was talking to David about it a little bit, but you guys are all aware of the declarations that we have used in the past. And you're also very aware that I'm really big into choice. You know, choice is really one of my favorite words, and it's all where we end up in life has everything to do with the choices that we make, cumulative, and it's immediate. Well, yesterday I got a wild hair, and I've been thinking about this for a while. I took and changed all of our declarations are now affirmation declarations. So they all are, they go like this. The first one is, why do I choose to be the CEO of my own life? Why do I choose to play the money game to win? Why do I choose to work because I want to, not because I have to? Why do I choose to know what I want so I can have what I want? Why do I choose to earn or make my money? Why do I choose how to earn or make my money? Why do I choose to save up my money to buy the things I want? Why do I choose to be an excellent money manager? Why do I choose to spend my money wisely? Why do I choose to always pay myself first? Why do I choose to spend less money than I make? Why do I choose to put my money to work for me? Why do I choose to save early and save often? Why do I choose to invest my money wisely? And lastly, of course, my favorite one, why do I choose to be financially free? Now, the way that I wrote them up, and you'll see them because I'll get them on the coach's site so you can download them, and they are still 8.5 by 11, and they're still very, very cute with color. I put a different graphic on it that I like better. Excuse me. And when you see them, it's very cool in that how it's actually done is why do I choose to, or why do I choose how, is on the first line. And then the actual statement, be the CEO of my own life, or play the money game to win, it's, there's some neurolinguistic programming there in that you're making a statement. And when you see them done actually on paper, there's a lot of psychological stuff that has gone into creating the way, you know, I want you to know that I specifically put the words where I did for a reason. So when you download them, I'll try to get them up tonight. When you download them so that you can print them and get them laminated, and you've got to have them laminated to use them. But they're just awesome. And I'm really excited about making that change in the program. So hopefully you guys will like that as well. The last thing I kind of wanted to go over, other than to make sure that those of you that are doing programs are really working on your press releases right now, and to encourage you, like we talked about last month, to make sure that you're using Twitter, make sure that you're using, and I'm going to send you out some Twitter information. There's a really cool program that helps you increase your following. And I'm still getting my hands around that, but I know it's really critical. Facebook, LinkedIn, those three, they all have a place where you can put in updates of what you're doing every day. The Twitter thing is recommended 2 or 3 times a day. I pretty much do morning and night. I just can't handle any more than that. And about every other day or so, I go into LinkedIn and Facebook right now and do a quick little update, and you can do more words on the Facebook and LinkedIn. So get in there and spend some time every day on your social media. It really, really is critical. In terms of press releases, I'm going to send you a couple more that I've got the blessing right now of an intern, and I'm teaching her. Well, she's actually teaching herself. I bought a really expensive press release and PR class program from a guy named Paul Hartunian, and I can send you that information as well. I'll send it out to you, make it a note of what to send you guys. and a little update. Paul Hartunian's information is very, very powerful. But I'm going to update and upload a couple new press releases that Erica has done for me. Very short, very sweet, to the point, giving information. She's just done a fabulous job. And so those of you that have programs, it's so critical that you're getting press releases out to the newspapers and out to the radio stations and physically calling the radio stations to get on the radio. And heck, if you don't want to get on the radio, just refer them to me and I'll get on the radio because I love it, you know. It's so much fun. Also, in terms of your websites, for those of you that are going to be using Creative Wealth information and banners and things on your websites, I am still working on the affiliate stuff. It's a kind of slow going because it's just me working on a little of this stuff. But it's really important if you're going to develop a website that on your all of your pages, and you won't find them on all of mine, but I'm slowly getting them on all, what's called an ethical bribe, and we may or may not have talked about that before, but an ethical bribe is where you offer to provide something free, an ebook, a report, anything really. But those are the two most common things, is an ebook or a free report or your weekly e-zine. Don't just call it updates, but, you know, give them something and put a value on it if you can. And it's always best to have a picture. If you go to the homepage at Creative Wealth, you'll see that there's a picture of my report, The Three Keys to Raising Money Savvy Adults. You're welcome to use that report. All you do is email it to me. And my suggestion is that you use AWeber. I'm getting a handle on that. I really like it instead of Constant Contact. But Constant Contact works great also. But you've got to start developing a list, regardless of what market, what niche, whatever you're doing. You've got to be able to market online to the list. The only way you can get a list is if you've got an opt-in box and you're giving something away to get people to give you their first name and their email. So, you'll see me do stuff like that all the time, and it's just critical. And slowly but surely, I'm, you know, building my list, and it's great. People find me from all kinds of sources, so it's great. For those of you that like to write, it's really important to, you know, once a month, or if you can, I do it about once a month, sometimes twice. I write a short article, and I post it on some article sites and post it on my site. Again, it's slow going because it's only me and there's only you. But you can have other people write articles. I have done. It's one of my favorite things, but I definitely have paid to have articles done. And get these in, and they submit it with what's called your resource box. Resource boxes are really critical. It's basically who you are, what you do, and how they do. You'd be surprised at how often I get an email from somebody that said, oh, I read you on ezinearticles.com and wanted more information. So every time I get one of those, of course, it affirms that I should do it more often. So those little things, even though they take a lot of time, it's what builds the resources for you. So I do really encourage you to use it, every day. Again, social marketing, get in there and do some writing, blogging. You should all have a blog. And if you don't have your own blog, then please put a link to one of my blogs. I've got three blogs that I do on a weekly basis now. We've got one at my allowance book site. We've got one on the Creative Wealth site. And I've got one that I'm just starting called creativewealthprinciples.com. And I'm happy to have people write for any of those. So if you're out there and you really like to write, I've got one other coach or two other coaches, I think, that are submitting some blog entries. So feel free to let me know if you want to do some writing and just participate in my blog and then have that on your site as well. So we don't all have to have, our own blogs. Even though it's helpful, we can just participate in the CWI blog or the principal blog if you're a woman. Last thing I wanted to go over was, again, the affiliate stuff. I really want everybody to know how you're going to end up making a little bit more money here, this or a lot more, is to serve as an affiliate. That means that you get rewarded handsomely for referring people to Creative Wealth program, right? Talked about the Creative Wealth for Women product. That is up and running. I am writing affiliate letters right now. If you're signed up as an affiliate, you need. And if you've signed up with something called One Shopping Cart, that's great. If you haven't signed up for a while and you've been signed up, then I need you to re-sign up underneath One Shopping Cart. So if you go back to the home page, click on affiliate on the top right, and make sure that that was where you signed in and signed up. The brand new, I've got a coach helping me set it up. So as of yesterday, I have banners, Creative Wealth, those loaded up this weekend. Writing emails to class list. You guys get 35% of whatever the retail price is. It's a nice chunk, whether we're offering a coupon or not. The principal cards are done and cute. They're just beautiful. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to re-card on the other side, but they are playing that card size. They're adult principal cards. We're working on the kids' programs as separate cards as we speak. We really think it's important that we come up with a couple games. My boyfriend Steve and somebody else said yesterday, oh, actually, Jan's son says, Logan, he says, Mom, why don't we turn this into a game? And I went, I know. So we really need to work on how to use the 20, I think there's 25 or 26 principles. Maybe that bit is it. One of the games that we thought of is that concentration game, you know, where you've got two of each and you have to remember where they are. It'd be great if I could find somebody online to create an online concentration game with the principles with some pictures. So just some ideas out there. If you can think of a way to put the kids' principal cards on cards and come up with some games, whether it's collectibles or I don't know where to go with it, but I know that there's some way for us to do it. We just have to start thinking a little bit more. Celebrating Women and Wealth. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I can't tell you. Two-day program just for women. Okay? It's going to be so much. November 7th. Give it a... Are you...
so... I'm having a real difficult time hearing over that noise, and you're breaking in and out.
David?
What?
I think it's your phone that's causing the noise.
There. Is it?
Yeah, that's better. Jerry, that's
well,
better.
You're breaking in and out on me also, so...
it will be recorded, so you can always listen again, so... I know, that's what happens when you're on your cell phone sometimes, too, because I'm on a landline.
Okay, would it be, I mean, should I...
No, you're okay now. Nope, you're okay now. I don't hear it. Just every once in a while it kicks in. We're almost done anyway. So let me tell you a little bit about the Creative Wealth for Women program. It's November 7th and 8th in Los Angeles, maybe in Pasadena. We're still looking for a location. It's going to be two full days of speakers. We're going to do mastermind. We're going to do stuff. We're going to do real estate, stock market, online marketing, doing some really, really fun networking programs. We're thinking about doing a panel and lots more. We're going to talk about social networking and just a lot of different stuff. And I've got a couple different people that are helping me build the lineup. So if you're a woman, you're listening to this, you better be there. And here's the cool thing. The full market price on that is $997. It's $25. There's that sound again. What's that? David, I do know that it's your phone.
Okay. You want me to hang up?
Yeah, I think so, just for the recording and then listen to the rest of it later. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Gary, are you still there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, it was his phone for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Anyway, and the we're going to probably sell the majority of those tickets for $97 as an affiliate, but you still get 25%. So what we've done is if you refer five people, you get to come free, and if you refer 10 people, you get to come free plus a guest. So the cool part is that you could make money and come free and come enjoy and play, and we're going to learn a lot. So that's kind of what I had to go over tonight, real simple stuff, but, you know, straightforward. So, Jerry, I know that you're the only one left on the line. So is there anything that you have some questions about?
Nope. I'm just getting camps organized and getting started and working on getting the affiliate stuff set up. And
good girl. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, anytime you have questions, just please feel free to just pick up the phone and give me a call.
Yep.
Alrighty, so for hopefully you learned a little bit, and we'll just keep you posted, and doing my best to send out an update at least once a month with stuff. Make sure you read the information that's in the e-zine, because good stuff in the e-zine. I did started a new, that's the other thing, I started a new kids video program called Kids Talk Money. I registered kidstalkmoney.com. I'll turn it into a website or probably a blog, where I just post videos of kids talking about money. And I did my first one last night. If you go to YouTube.com, actually, just read the e-zine that you get tonight, and I've already sent it out. And there's two links in the first section with the pictures of myself and Jessica, my neighbor. I interviewed her last night and did a little 10-minute video. So way too fun. If you click the second link that's actually on my website, you'll get a little longer one. With some pictures and stuff at the end. So go watch that and get a kick out of it, and just know that we're going to do more of that. And I'm going to invite all the coaches to do little interviews with people and or with kids. And I'll send out the list of questions that I'll be asking the kids, because I'll make it real consistent. And that should be fun to watch. I mean, I can imagine if we had 25 to 50 different interviews with kids on YouTube, all pointing to Camp Millionaire and Creative Wealth. I mean, how powerful is that?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful. So. All right, Jerry, I know it's late for you, so you get to bed. And like I said, please don't hesitate to give me a call any time. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Night, everybody.
Night.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.